132. The purpose of the one true God, exalted be his glory, in revealing himself unto men, is to lay bare those gems that lie hidden within the mine of their true and inmost selves. That the diverse communions of the earth and the manifold systems of religious belief should never be allowed to foster the feelings of animosity among men is, in this day, of the essence of the faith of God and his religion. These principles and laws, these firmly established and mighty systems, have proceeded from one source and are the rays of one light. That they differ one from another is to be attributed to the varying requirements of the ages in which they were promulgated. Gird up the loins of your endeavour, O people of Baha, that haply the tumult of religious dissension and strife that agitateth the peoples of the earth may be stilled, that every trace of it may be completely obliterated. For the love of God and them that serve him, arise to aid this most sublime and momentous revelation. Religious fanaticism and hatred are a world-devouring fire whose violence none can quench. The hand of divine power can alone deliver mankind from this desolating affliction. The utterance of God is a lamp whose light is these words. Ye are the fruits of one tree and the leaves of one branch. Deal ye one with another with the utmost love and harmony, with friendliness and fellowship. He who is the day star of truth beareth me witness. So powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole earth. The one true God, he who knoweth all things, himself testifieth to the truth of these words. Exert yourselves, that ye may attain this transcendent and most sublime station, the station that can ensure the protection and security of all mankind. This goal excelleth every other goal, and this aspiration is the monarch of all aspirations. So long, however, as the thick clouds of oppression which obscure the day star of justice remain undispelled, it would be difficult for the glory of this station to be unveiled to men's eyes. Consort with all men, O people of Baha, in a spirit of friendliness and fellowship. If ye be aware of a certain truth, if ye possess a jewel of which others are deprived, share it with them in a language of utmost kindliness and goodwill. If it be accepted, if it fulfill its purpose, your object is attained. If anyone should refuse it, leave him unto himself, and beseech God to guide him. Beware lest ye deal unkindly with him. A kindly tongue is the lodestone of the hearts of men. It is the bread of the spirit. It clotheth the words with meaning. It is the fountain of the light of wisdom and understanding.